I'd like to reconvene the December 11, 2018 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is public hearing pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest. Mr. Button, good afternoon, sir.
Officially afternoon there. So,
yes, sir.
I'm always glad to see another fishery there in the wintertime get going to help alleviate some pressure on the oyster fishery. So that's good news in the street.
Yeah, but that's not an out.
No.
Just a hint.
So this is the public hearing to proposal to permanently adopt emergency amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 2720-10 pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest, to adjust the opening dates of Rappahannock Area 3 from January 1st, 2019 through February 28th, 2019 to November 12th, 2018 through January 10th, 2019, and to lower the bushel limit in the Patentong areas from 10 bushels to 8 bushels per licensed harvester. So you may recall at the last commission meeting, we made this emergency regulation to address some concerns that industry and harvesters were having about the less than anticipated harvest coming out of the Rappahannock River, and to address some concerns with effort shifting to other fisheries. Just a note for the commission there, we're moving as has been noted there, and I was going through some old replenishment notebooks and came across an entry from October of 1969 discussing an almost identical situation, the Rappahannock. So we've been there before, and I guess the lesson is we'll get through this too. That being said, the areas in question are in the Rappahannock. This is Area 8, which opened this month. We're not making any regulatory changes to this area, but these are the two areas that are addressed in this emergency regulation. This is Area 5, which was the area in question that was a less than anticipated harvest coming. This is Area 3, where the actual regulatory change is being made. This is just what you've seen before last time, the stock assessment area in Area 5. You can see the last time it was open, there were a lot more market oysters there. That combined with probably some freshwater-related impacts had the harvest what it was there this year. So you can see this is what this is when sort of the peak of the fishery there in 2014 when this was open on October 1st, and this was the only area open, and all the boats were piled up in this area, and this is what happens to an area when it has that much pressure. And as you can see, it started to recover. Since then, it just hasn't gotten back to where it was before. Again, this is Area 3, that lower area on the map. You can see that this area is in better shape than Area 5 was, and this is the area where we adjusted the regulation to sort of condense the total season in the Rappahannock. Again, you can see this was prior to the last harvest. There in the 2014-15 season, you can see that the number of markets in this area has recovered. So this is the current season that we had prior to this emergency regulation. You can see that hand scrape and patentong in this area, the Rappahannock and Deep Rock, this sort of middle to northern area, were sort of balanced at 5 months each, and the hand scrape season was spread out from October to February. And the only change that is made in this emergency regulation is the condensing of the Area 3 season. It had been here in January and February, and we adjusted it so that it opened December there early, or actually in the middle of November, to sort of alleviate that pressure that was shifting to other areas. We have seen some of the effort spread out since this area has come online. Other areas have also opened up, so the concerns that we had about the number of boats in the James, there still are a lot of boats. Not all the boats have left the James. It seems to still be holding up right there. People are still catching the limit. I haven't heard that, you know, any extra number of tickets are being written yet for small oysters or anything like that. So it does seem to be doing okay. And like I said, some of that pressure has spread to other areas. You can see the standing stocks in the James were in pretty good shape, some of the best they've been in recent years. But these areas do take, you know, an impact when there is that much harvest pressure. You can see this was just the impact of harvest in the lower James from the harvest last year. So almost to harvest 40% of the market oysters, almost 51% of all size classes are not there when you resurvey the area in the spring. So, you know, it will have an impact, but these areas do receive regular replenishment effort. And our surveys indicate that this year there's been a very good spat set in the lower area of the James, And there's also been some strong anecdotal evidence from many of the harvesters that much of the shell that we planted this year, as well as the oysters that are there living, have a large number of small and spat oysters on them. So, you know, it's not good that there's this much pressure, but, you know, we'll resurvey it in the spring, and we may have to adjust our management decisions going in the future. But at this point, there's no recommendations beyond what's in this emergency regulation. What came up and what the staff recommendation was to lower the bushel limit in the deep rock area. So that shift in harvest effort that went to the James, there was supposed to be, as you can see in that other chart that I had there, that there would be hand scrape areas open concurrently with the Patentong areas. And since we condensed that season in the Rappahannock, staff had some concerns that some of that effort could shift to the Patentong areas. And this is an area that has not needed a lot of replenishment effort and has managed to maintain itself pretty well. And we received a number of public comments, I guess five written public comments that were in favor of keeping it at 10 bushels. We had two phone calls from people. One of the SMAC members, Ernie George, and another harvester, Jimmy Dean, that were in favor of lowering the limit back to 8. And this was the first year that we had increased it from 8 bushels to 10 bushels for much of the same reasons that are addressed in the public comments for keeping it at 10 bushels. I mean, it is, generally speaking, has less impact to the bottom than dredges and scrapes. It is an area that is open to the bay and is affected by weather. Pretty much everything in those public comments in favor of the 10 bushel limit, you know, our opinion shared by staff, if we hadn't made those adjustments to the hand scrape areas in the Rappahannock, the intent of increasing that 10 bushel, 8 to 10 bushel limit was to spread some of that pressure out. But given the less than anticipated harvest in the Rappahannock and the adjustments, we don't think it would be necessary to do that. And we just have concerns that if it was too much, that additional bushel limit could impact the resource there, and that's why we recommended that change. Just as a quick update on the James River seed areas, you may recall that we had a little bit of discussion on this last commission meeting. These are the areas that are open to hand-tong harvest in the upper portion of the James, and where there was some discussion on the quota there, and we have reached that 40,000 bushel quota this year, and these areas have closed to all harvest, not just the out-of-state transfer. And they'll reopen to harvest again January 1st. And we'll have time to analyze in the coming weeks a full survey of those areas to make that determination on whether any of the other transfers can take place. With that, the staff recommends the commission permanently adopt emergency amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-10, pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest to adjust the opening dates of Rappahannock Area 3 from January 1st, 2019 through February 28th, 2019, November 12, 2018 through January 10th, 2019, and to lower the bushel limit in the Patentong areas from 10 bushels to 8 bushels per licensed harvester.
Any questions of Mr. Button? Thank you, Andrew. Much appreciated. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, pro or con? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Ms. France.
I did talk to J.C. Hudgens, who sits on SMAC with me, yesterday. They said they had a waterman's meeting and discussed this bushel limit for the Patentong area. And they were mostly in consensus that 8 bushels would be fine.
Great. That's good news. Further comments? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Miner.
Move that we approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Miner to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Andrew.